You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
Two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome back to your show, Business This Week, on KROJ 101.5 FM in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. Please make sure that you stay hydrated, because it's really, really hot outside. This week has been the hottest week of this summer, so make sure that you get plenty of water. And really, quite frankly, if you don't have to come out, do not come out. And if you do come out, please make sure that you turn on that air conditioner. When you're in your car, make sure that you turn on your air conditioner and listen to your show, Business This Week. And if you're at the mall, make sure that you stay indoors under air conditioner, because it is really hot and we don't want anybody to get sick. So please, please, please stay hydrated. I personally cannot wait until this summer is over. I am not a summer person and I do not get along with the heat. So I cannot wait for this summer to be over because it really has felt like if it is an endless summer. Speaking of endless summer, more than a decade ago, I became friends with the lead singer and the writer of the band Solas. A couple of years after the song was released, the band decided to film a music video for the song Endless Summer. And that was my first opportunity to actually be a producer of a music video. In fact, it's the only music video I ever produced. I have produced several films, but I've only produced one single music video, and it was for the song Endless Summer from Solas. So with that, we're gonna go to our first musical break with the song Endless Summer. But before I do that, I wanted to announce that today, later on the show, we're gonna have a special surprise for you, an exclusive interview with Mr. Joel Sugarman, who is the administrator of the Instagram page, What's New San Fernando Valley, a page that tells you everything that's going on in the San Fernando Valley and highlights specific businesses in each of our communities. I'm sure you heard about it, but today you're going to learn a lot more about that page and what's in the future with this page, why it's so special. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Each other, and then hand Hello, San Fernando Valley. I am here today to remind you to please visit our webpage, www.businessthisweek.us, and all of our social media to stay up to date with all the content that we are constantly posting for you. Information that is relevant to your business and our show. Have a wonderful weekend, and please listen to Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM. Reporting from Panorama City, Sophie Andrea.
And we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, well, and then of an era is here today. This week, AOL announced that they will discontinue its dial-up internet service on September 30th, 2025. This includes the associated AOL dialer software and AOL Shield browser. The decision to end the dial-up service marks the end of an era for AOL, once a dominant force in bringing the internet to millions of users. While dial-up has been largely replaced by broadband and wireless internet, a small number of users, in fact, an estimated around 160,000 users, still relied on this method. Just when you thought nobody else was using AOL, well, you were wrong. Up to this point, there were still people, as in right now, there is actually still people who uses AOL. So, an end of an era, and I remember when I first got internet, it was in 1999 when I first ordered service of internet at home, and for the first time, I opened my email. At the same time, the movie You Got Mail was released right here in the United States. And I still remember who was the first person to ever send me an email. It was my friend, Alma Rojas, who was kind enough to send me my first email to congratulate me on finally getting internet service. Sounds funny nowadays, but I have very fond memories, and I remember what it was like for the first time to have internet on my computer. And of course, AOL is what used to come out. So with that, to celebrate the anniversary and to say goodbye to dial-up from AOL, it's my pleasure to present to you the song Dreams by the Cranberries, who was the main theme from the movie You Got Mail. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
You've got mail. Thank you.
And we're back. And I've said it my entire life. There is no such thing as self-made millionaire. I truly do not believe in that. I believe that most of the successful people, most of the wealthy people, most of the people who have broken through, you know, history, who have left a piece of history behind, have gotten help from somebody. Whether it was your parents, friends, business partners, or even random people that you never imagined would be part of your success. At least that's the case for me. I truly believe I would have not been able to accomplish not even 5% of what I've got if it wasn't thanks to the support and the help from so many different people who believed in me, who actually trusted my leadership and allowed me to be the face in many institutions and situations. But behind, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people who work very hard to build me up, to create an image for me, and allow me to be the face. The reason why I mentioned that is because for the past year, the students at CSUN, the California State University, have been conducting a study on Panorama City. They study all the positive, all the negative about Panorama City, but also they included in that study the advances that we have been able to accomplish and what we can still accomplish in the future. They released their conclusions of the study on a book called Panorama City, Resiliency Plan 2025, which is a beautiful book with very high quality paper and a lot of color and, of course, a lot of information. Well, the reason why I wanted to mention this is because they were kind enough to include my picture on the book. So they make me part of their study and they make me part of history once again. So I want to say a thank you to the Department of Urban Studies at CSUN, the entire class of 2025, and Professor Craig T. Allward. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making me part of this project, but mostly thank you for an outstanding job at creating this book. With that, we're going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we would have with us Mr. Joe Sugarman from What's New San Fernando Valley. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
And we're back. And today, I have the honor and the pleasure to welcome Mr. Joel Sugarman, who is the administrator for the page What's New San Fernando Valley on Instagram. He has become really quick one of the popular influencers of the San Fernando Valley, and it's because not only he brings really important information about what's going on in the San Fernando Valley, but he's also a very down-to-earth, simple man who's just trying to provide a service for the community of the San Fernando Valley and perhaps bring a little bit of happiness to the San Fernando Valley. So, without further ado, it is my honor, it is my pleasure to welcome to your show, Business This Week, Mr. Joel Sugarman. Joel, please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
Hello, San Fernando Valley. You are listening to Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM. And I look forward to informing you about what's going on in the San Fernando Valley.
So, Joel, tell us, what is your page all about?
So, what the page is about is, it's basically new businesses coming soon and opening in the San Fernando Valley. And it basically tells people what's coming. What's new, what's coming soon to the Valley.
So how did you train yourself for this? How did you prepare yourself to be able to release this page?
One of the things that helped me throughout the way was, it was a lot of research, a lot of driving, and just people throughout the community that I would talk to for advice through different councils, from friends and family, that kind of guided me to how I can do this approach and kind of get this whole thing going.
And with that, we're going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Mr. Joel Sugarman will be telling us, where did he get the idea of creating such page as the What's New San Fernando Valley? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Reflecting in
we're back. And today we have the honor and the pleasure to have with us Mr. Joel Sugarman from What Is New San Fernando Valley, an Instagram page that he created that brings information about everything that's going on in the San Fernando Valley and highlighting some of the business in the San Fernando Valley. So, Mr. Sugarman, tell us, where did you get the idea of creating this page?
It was always an idea when I was traveling through the valley, going to different restaurants, going to different places, and I would always see new businesses showing up, popping up, opening up in different spots. And I thought, I always like to tell everyone about it because that was something that I liked doing. So from there, I took it and it was like, why not make something so the public knows about it?
And what were some of the struggles that you had to encounter when you were beginning?
A lot of struggles that I've been trying to get is reach out to the public, to get more letting the public know what is happening, what is going on. And sometimes you have those kind of challenges that you're going through, you're trying to connect with everyone, but not everyone connects to the message right off the back. So I have to find certain approaches to try to get it out to the public.
So how can the community help you to excel? What would you need from the community to help you continue to spread information on this page, in this platform, and make sure that we stay up to date with what's going on in the San Fernando Valley?
I would need government and community input on what's going on in the San Fernando Valley so I can be able to keep what's new and what's coming along so I can keep the page going.
All right, and with that, we're going to go to our next musical break, but don't go anywhere because when we come back, Mr. Joel Sugarman will be giving us advice on the importance of volunteering in our community. Why is it so important and so crucial that all of us dedicate some of our time to volunteer for the benefit of others in our community? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Just a minute before you leave, girl. Just a minute before you touch the door. What is it that you're trying to achieve, girl? Do you think we can talk about it some more? You know the streets are filled with vipers who lost all way of hope. You know it ain't even safe no more in the palace of the Pope. Tomorrow's never what it's supposed to be, and I need you. Come over here from over there, girl. Sit down here, you can hear my chair. I can't see us going anywhere, girl. The only place open is 1,000 miles away, and I can't take you there. Oh, I wish I'd have been a doctor. Maybe I'd have saved some lives that have been lost. Maybe I'd have done some good in this world instead of burning every bridge I crossed. Don't fall apart on me tonight. I just don't think that I could handle it. Don't fall apart on me tonight. Yesterday is just a memory. Tomorrow's never what it's supposed to be. And I need you. I'd have been a doctor. Maybe
some lives that belong. Maybe I'd have done some good in this world instead of burning every bridge I cross. Don't fall apart on me tonight. I just don't think that I could handle it. Don't fall apart on me tonight. Yesterday is just a memory. Tomorrow's never what it's supposed to be. And I need you. Tomorrow's never what it's supposed to be. And I need you.
Hey, we're back. And today I have the honor and the pleasure to have with us Mr. Joel Sugarman, who is the administrator of the Instagram page, What's New San Fernando Valley, where you can find information about what's going on in the San Fernando Valley, as well to discover some of the new businesses that are coming to our communities. So, Mr. Joel Sugarman, tell us, why is it important to volunteer in the community?
Well, if you have something that you want, if you have a dream that you want to do or overcome, I would say go for it. Because this was something for me that it was years in the making. And when I said, you know what, let's get this started and get this going, and starting off just volunteering, it's worth it. You're not gonna. It's something that feels good in the long run.
And for those who are still not following you on social media, tell our audience where they can find you. Which are some of the social media outlets that you're using right now?
Yeah, so my page will be at What's New San Fernando Valley, which is a short abbreviation for What's New SFV. And it will be on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Facebook.
And well, going back a little bit about the importance of volunteering in our community, certainly, there's no way that I would have accomplished not even 5% of what I've got if it wasn't for the fact that I volunteer in many institutions, nonprofits, and a lot of community events. Through that, I met very important people who opened the doors for me and allowed me to be part of their world. I ended up working for the City of LA. I ended up running the Chamber of Commerce. I ended up having several positions. And even now, here at our show, Business This Week, I would not be here if it wasn't for the fact that I volunteer many hours serving our community. So, volunteering in the community opens a lot of opportunities that perhaps we never thought they would be possible. It allows us to actually accomplish some of the dreams that we had and we thought that were impossible. So, I've been blessed with all of that, and I like to share the same thing with very special people. I personally seek for people who are willing to learn, who are humble and willing to serve our community. It's actually rare to find that type of people. The reason why I have today Mr. Joel Sugarman here is because I believe he's one of those people. I believe he's one of the people that truly wants to serve our community without any interest or without any wantings. And we most treasure people like him, and we most take care of people like him. So, the surprise that we had for you guys today was the fact that I have invited Mr. Joel Sugarman to be a contributor to our show Business This Week. So, beginning this week, he will be providing us information about what's new in the San Fernando Valley, bringing us a lot of information about the businesses in our community, the new businesses that are opening in our community, not only through his page on Instagram and on social media, but also right here on your show, Business This Week. So, Joel, tell us, how do you feel about joining our team at Business This Week?
I never thought this would be like, this is something that I would never expected in my lifetime to ever achieve or to do, and this is remarkable. And I'm really happy for this opportunity, and I can't wait to spread awareness throughout the San Fernando Valley.
Well, Joe, welcome to our team. We are proud and happy to have you as part of our team. So, without further ado, Joe, give us your first report on what's going on in the San Fernando Valley.
All right, so on on Thursday, we have a grand opening of Savers, which is located at 8750 Tampa Avenue in Northridge. It is a clothing store. It's a clothing store. And in North Hollywood, in NoHo West, we have a brand new place that just opened up called Paris Baguettes, located at 6160 Laura Canyon, which they have cakes, pastries, and coffee drinks, again, etc. And we have a brand new gym, which is called KDMMA Fitness, which just opened up on 17048 Devonshire Street in Northridge, California.
Hey, bravo. Thank you so much, Joel. We appreciate your work. And well, again, welcome to our team. And we look forward to work with you in the future. Before we go, do you have any last words that you would like to say?
I'd like to thank the community and stay tuned for all the new things that are opening and coming to the San Fernando Valley.
Thank you so much, Joe. We look forward to seeing you soon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our interview to Mr. Joe Sugarman, the administrator for the Instagram page, What is New San Fernando Valley. Please follow him on social media and also tune in every single Saturday for your show Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM. And at www.businessthisweek.us to listen to Joe's reports as well as everything that is going on with the business community in the San Fernando Valley. With that, we're going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We still got more.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Mistake.
And we're back. And I am sad to inform that this week, Judge Frank Caprio passed away. Judge Frank Caprio was an American judge and politician who served as the chief judge of the Municipal Court of Providence in Rhode Island. He was the chairman of the Rhode Island Board of Governors for Higher Education. His judicial work was televised on the program Caught in Providence. He also made appearances in the series Parking Wars, adjudicating several cases on traffic violations. The Caught in Providence YouTube channel has 2.92 million subscribers. In 2017, his videos in the courtroom went viral with more than 15 million views. In 2022, views of Caught in Providence near 500 million views. One video shared on Ploblastic had 43.6 million views on YouTube. He became well known for his empathy and light humor in court. Following Caprio's retirement, the Providence City Council passed legislation to rename his old municipal courtroom the Chief Judge Frank Caprio Courtroom. The dedication ceremony took place on October 20, 2023. Earlier that month, he was sworn in as a Chief Judge Emeritus of the Providence Municipal Court. Although the title was largely ceremonial, and Caprio stated that he had no intention of returning to the bench. The announcement of his passing was presented by his son, David Caprio. He posted a video on all his social media, and these are the words that he had to say regarding the passing of his father, Frank Caprio.
It is with profound sadness that I share the news that my father, Judge Frank Caprio, passed away today, peacefully, surrounded by family and friends, after a long and courageous battle with pancreatic cancer. On behalf of my entire family, I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers, your thoughts, and your unwavering support for him throughout his journey. Your love lifted him in ways that words cannot describe. My father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer about 2 years ago, and he had great medical doctors to treat his physical illness. However, it was the love and the support that he received from all of you that lifted his spirits and boosted his soul to find the strength to fight on and outlive his diagnosis by a year and a half. So, in his memory, please spread a little kindness today. I know he would love that. Dad, we love you. May you rest in peace.
Without a doubt, Judge Frank Caprio will be missed by millions of people in the United States. May he rest in peace.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
And we're back. But you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. And today I certainly had fun with this special episode of your show, Business This Week. I want to thank once again Mr. Joe Sugarman for providing us that interview, but also for joining our team and bringing us in the future information about what's going on in the San Fernando Valley. So stay tuned and make sure that you tune in to your show Business This Week every single Saturday right here on KROJ 101.5 FM and at our webpage at www.businessthisweek.us. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Once again, please make sure that you stay hydrated, that drink plenty of water, and we look forward to seeing you next week at the same time. Signing off from the studios at KROJ 101.5 FM, yours truly, Sal Mejia.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
They can be where a wild animal